The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis and Robin Ellis. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
And we're back with the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Interesting first hour. We talked a little bit about a lot of stuff. So we do have some callers on the line, and we would like to talk to Fran first. Good morning, Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. I was only going to be in 1 minute.
Sorry.
You mentioned the squirrel with Chris.
Yes.
And he got a lot of play. And I was just going to throw something out there that I discovered. I asked him what day did he get the squirrel. He said Saturday. Because I was going to tell him if he had got it on a Wednesday, there were eight holidays being celebrated that Wednesday. And perhaps this is why the squirrel went by.
Perhaps.
So if he got it on a Saturday, I'm going to say the squirrel was on a way to a celebration Wednesday. Wednesday, October the 6th, was Plus Size Appreciation Day.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I appreciate plus size. I really do. Yes, so, indeed.
But anyway.
Always have, always will.
And then the other thing, when I was on the phone and all that, there's going to be the okay to game for a...
Oh, we lost her.
Where'd Fran go? Her cell phone passed out.
Yeah, I think so.
Fran, if you can, call us back after you plug in.
Yeah, call us back this hour.
I want to hear the rest of that.
Yeah, I want to hear the rest of that as well. In the meantime...
Why did anybody tell me it was plus size? You owe me a present.
You owe me one. Let's leave it at that. Sorry about that. Hey, we are having a muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a beautiful stainless steel wolf camo muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA, CVA.com, if you'd like to check out the full selection. We just appreciate CVA no end. I've been shooting CVA for years and years and years, and I've taken bears and sikas and whitetails with it, and they're just fine firearms. So, Chris, when are you getting a CVA?
I haven't even thought about it.
Well, we'll start thinking about it.
All right.
Let me know, and I can maybe help you with that. So let's talk to Andrew on the line. Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing good.
How are you doing? You're in the contest?
Not at this time. I have a CVA.
You do?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Good. So you're giving someone else a chance. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just had two quick, kind of probably quick questions.
Okay.
I will be going out with some of my family members to Western Maryland, probably Savage River State Forest.
Yes, sir.
In about a week. I haven't checked to the extent I probably could, but what precautions... should we deal with? We're not hunting. We're going out there, in this case, to be hiking.
Okay. You're going to Savage River State Forest. And when are you starting and when are you coming back?
Okay. It's next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So will you be there after the weekend?
No, actually, probably on the Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Well, the bow season is in full swing. Monday, after your trip on Sunday, the bear season begins, and Savage River State Forest is going to be very popular on Saturday and Sunday with hunters looking, scouting for bears.
Oh, okay.
So I will let you know that that is going to be taking place. So you'll see a lot of vehicles out there. You'll see a lot of people driving around. You'll, you may see people looking for their stand locations and so forth as you're hiking. Just be aware that that's a very, very popular area for black bears. It's a public hunting area, and it's a place where, you know, there are a lot of bears. And actually, I hunted Savage River State Forest the first year I ever went bear hunting. And so that's another precaution, because there are so many bears, you want to be careful about encountering one. And if you're not nervous about that, well, that's fine, but just be aware you might want to think about carrying some bear spray in that region, okay? And go online and learn about tips on how to avoid encounters with black bears, which means making a lot of noise, talking, you know, that type of thing when you're on the trail.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've been,
I'm not trying to scare you. There are very few bear encounters with hikers out there, but you just want to be aware of what's in the area. It's also that that week is going to be the pre-rut for white-tailed deer. So, you know, you may see some deer activity. The bucks will be looking for territory. They might be chasing does, so you might see some deer. You know, you might see some antlered deer chasing some unantlered deer. They're not quite ready to breed yet at that time, but the chasing phase will be getting ready to go. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is great information.
Okay. Now, there are coyotes. There are coyotes in Savage River State Forest. Western Maryland has a lot of coyotes. So you just want to be aware of that as well. Now, they're very secretive. You won't see them. You know, you won't probably see them during the daytime, but they're out there. It's another thing to be aware of. And also be cautious about snakes. If it's warm, there are copperheads and rattlesnakes in Western Maryland. I just saw a picture of somebody with a nice big diamondback from Western Maryland, eastern diamondback rattlesnake. So you just want to be careful where you go. If you stay on the trails, you'll be fine. But if you venture off the trails, I'm just urging caution for you or any other hiker, biker, backpacker, kayaker, and bird watcher out there who, you know, does not think about the larger picture.
Yeah, well, it's very helpful, and I'll throw in here briefly. I was hiking in Pennsylvania along the Appalachian Trail.
Uh-huh.
This was over 5 years ago, and definitely encountered a rattlesnake.
Yep. Well, then you know what to do.
We were able to keep our distance, but memorable, I'll put it that way.
Also keep in mind, in Maryland, it's illegal to kill any snake.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so if you're hiking, I highly recommend a walking stick.
You wouldn't have to worry about me killing the snake. I'd be dead from a heart attack.
You'd burn the forest down.
Yeah, my mom had a snake in her house last week. She said, "What do I do?" I said, "Burn it, the house."
Burn the house down. Yeah.
Burn the house. So,
yeah.
I have no problem.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, you know, but I definitely carry a hiking or walking stick. They come invaluable in a whole lot of situations.
Yeah, that's a good tip that I would not have come up with. Okay, and we may have some orange hunting vests, even though you say the bear doesn't open up officially till Monday.
I would highly recommend you wear at least an orange cap or vest.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's excellent. Jeez. Last question is on a different note, fishing, and this is I heard information recently where in Otter Point Creek and then up into Western Run, we heard that once the temperature gets to a certain, I'll just use the word lowness at
the
season, the crappie do they're spawning or do their whatever.
Uh-huh.
Is that valid that, as far as you know? Or?
Well, crappies are more of a cool water fish than a warm water fish. I mean, they're prevalent throughout the South, and I've caught them, you know, all year round. But in cooler temperatures are more conducive to catching crappies. Are you going to fish while you're up in Western Maryland?
No.
Oh, man, I highly recommend a float, you know, a drift trip down through McHenry Cove with a bag of night crawlers and bounce them off the bottom for yellow perch and walleyes and big bluegills and that type of thing. So
yeah, we may then.
Yeah, I highly recommend that.
And so. That would be, you mentioned McRae. I'm not...
McHenry. McHenry.
Oh.
McHenry is the first place you come to when you hit on 219, McHenry Cove, and McHenry is the first place you hit as you enter Deep Creek Lake on 219.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's McHenry Cove to your right.
I see. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Well, my grandson will be... if we come through with that, he'll be really excited.
And if you fish off the bank, you know, a bobber and a worm, or a bobber and a minnow, a twister tail, anything like that, you know, there's so many species of fish in Deep Creek Lake. It's a cold water lake. It's a warm water lake. There's northern pike. There's chain pickerel. There's smallmouth bass. There's largemouth bass. There's several trout species. There's walleye, yellow perch, big bluegills, crappie, wow. Rock bass, everything and anything in Deep Creek Lake.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep. We've got
have
to move
a great
along.
Day.
We appreciate that. And enjoy your trip out there.
We got Fran back.
Report back to us, will you?
I will do that.
Thanks, Andrew. Uh-huh.
Great show.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
Hey, Fran. How you doing? Hello, Fran. Hello, Fran.
Hello.
Hi.
You're up. You're up, girl. You're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear us?
Now? Yeah.
We can hear you now. Well,
we can hear you.
Okay. All right, let's go.
God, what a day. Okay, first of all, when I heard the senator wanted to call through, right, I said, uh-oh, there's such a thing as respect and protocol. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That man has gone through blood, sweat, tears, and everything else, long hours to create his legacy where he is.
Yep.
He gets the respect of protocol. That's the later for me. I can call anytime. But what I'll call back for is important. I understand we got the okay for a conservative rally at the Inner Harbor. So I'm telling people, do not be like fake news where you run your mouth about what you stand for, and then when it's time for the conservative people to show up, you don't show.
Been there, done that, haven't we?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. All right. That's all I'll call back to say.
Okay.
You have a great
all
one,
right.
Fran.
Thanks, Fran.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Whew.
Damn right.
Hey, what'd she say? What'd she say? Damn right.
Uh-huh.
Damn right. Good girl. I love it.
Oh, that just made my entire morning.
Fran, we love you. Chris, do we have any callers on the line?
we've got Richard from Tennessee.
Richard from Tennessee. Would you ask Richard if he minded holding for the first break? Thank you. Okay, Richard, sorry about that. Oh, my goodness.
No, he's here.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was going to take the first break, but let's talk to Richard then.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. I can hold for the other side of the break.
Nah, you're good. What's on your mind today in Tennessee?
Oh, nothing. I was just calling in to check in and see how did you get the thing for the bear hunt this year?
We did not. Nobody in the whole entire group that I would ever possibly consider hunting with ever got a tag. So
wow. Now, but, early muzzleloader start next Saturday as well?
No, it starts Friday? Next Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yes, my favorite season of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have that down here. I do miss my Maryland deer hunting. I love Tennessee, but I miss my Maryland deer hunting.
No, I understand. I do
That's
understand.
When you travel back for a trip.
Yeah, I could do that.
You could do that.
I could do that, yeah.
Yep.
But I'm still, I didn't get out much last year down here. I was still, you know, still in the process of moving in. And
oh, sure.
Stuff like that. But I'm getting caught up on my projects now, and I'm hopefully to get out. Haven't yet, but.
I haven't seen any trail cam pictures from you recently.
I did send, what did I send you? I sent you,
I think you sent a bear.
Yeah, I sent the bear that was right in the back of the driveway.
Yep.
And the, there hasn't been a whole lot on the trail camera aside from bear, you know, occasional bobcat and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But I did get a nice, and I'll send this one to you, a nice handsome buck.
Good.
But just the deer we see, you know, out and about, you know, from the house and stuff out in the pastures are mostly, well, not mostly, they're all does. I haven't seen any bucks.
Got it.
Aside from a couple on the trail camera. But we got a nice, you know, on what I call camera number six.
I got it.
a nice, handsome buck back there.
So got it.
Once they start running around in the rut and all that.
Oh, then you'll have more. Absolutely.
Now, we do have an extended muzzleloader season here, so.
Yeah, we have that two-week season that comes in middle of December, so.
Yeah. I mean, once I, basically, once I pick my muzzleloader up in, what is it? I'm drawing a blank now, but it's coming in soon, like toward the end of the month. You know, I hunt with it all the way through January if I want to.
Sure.
Because I always use it anyway, even during gun season. I like hunting with a muzzleloader. But
yes, sir. Me too.
Anyway, just wanted to call and check in and see how everybody's doing and wish everybody luck up there in Maryland season.
Well, thank you, buddy. We appreciate that. Best of luck to you in Tennessee.
All right. I'll send you that picture of that buck.
Sounds good.
It's great to hear from you.
Thanks, Richard.
Nice talking to you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So waterfowl season is here, and I'd like to recommend two waterfowl guns from Clyde Sports Shop. Both of them are Browning, of course. Number one is the A5, the most reliable, fastest-cycling, best-balanced, and softest-shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It comes in mossy oak, shadow grass blade camo with a fiber-optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive that reduces recoil. Autoloader shotgun, 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee from Clyde Sports Shop, Browning and Clyde Sports Shop. And then there's the Browning Maxis, also in mossy oak camo. This autoloader was designed and created and built especially for waterfowl hunting perfection. Throw one to your shoulder and you'll see why. 3 3.5-inch chambers with a new power drive gas system reduces recoil, which is what you want when you're firing a lot of shots at ducks and geese. All that at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com is website, open 7 days a week. Robin, you want to talk about our fireplace?
I love our fireplace.
What do you like about it?
I like two things. It makes me warm and cuddly, and it's got great ambiance, and it's got a remote control.
I agree.
We can use it.
And we can use it.
Where we didn't use the other fireplace, because
exactly.
This is much easier.
Yes, indeed. Much easier, and I'm all about easy for that type of thing. And it's gorgeous. I mean, look at that beautiful hammered frame on there. It looks, you know, with the copper accents. We've got the stone background. We've got the Chris up in Carroll County provided us with the mantle from his spring house. I think it was 1817.
Oh, that I love.
It's gorgeous.
Well, you know what? We need to get a good picture and put it on the Facebook page.
We should do that. Yes, we should do that. With my 8-point buck up there from Cecil County.
I said a good picture of the fireplace.
With my 8-point buck up there. and the green-winged teal and the wood duck on the right. And, oh, we ought to wait till we get the other big deer up there, though, on the above.
Can we just take a picture of the fireplace?
Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace you never use? We did, too. Well, Robin's telling you all about our fireplace insert we got at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation, and we've had wonderful follow-up, knowledgeable follow-up and service with them. We enjoy the convenience and the beauty and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. Here's the thing. They've got enough stock for now, but with the worldwide shortage of computer chips, it could delay your idea of owning a new insert, so act now while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you will be ready for the coming cold weather. BackyardBilly's.com, or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these
messages. To discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks, insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. And each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him, and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away.
All right. I think we have Rudy on the line. Let's talk to Rudy. Good morning, Rudy.
Did you oversleep, Rudy?
I'm sorry?
Did you oversleep?
No, I've been listening all morning. In fact, one of the things, well, first of all, I want to thank you both again for your gift to the Environmental Center of those dissecting tools. I sent a picture to Alan of all the
that we
eviscerated during the class.
I asked if you kept me any perch fillets, but he didn't answer.
I did ask. He didn't answer.
Yes, he did ask. Unfortunately, I did not.
I've been looking for white perch fillets for so long.
Robin loves the white perch. They're good eating.
I understand why. They sure are.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Earlier in your show, you had a caller just before Dale.
Mm-hmm.
And when Dale got on, Debbie walked into the kitchen and said, "Is that Dale?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "I thought so. He's making sense."
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
I did not forget about your trivia questions. I'm just trying to figure out how to apply them.
Sure.
So
you have a giveaway, something like that, I think that'd be a good question or two to ask.
I think you're right.
We could give away some Eastern Shore hats since everybody's going to be goose hunting soon.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Very good.
We might do that. You know, last year we did give away second and third prizes on the muzzleloader contest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll see. Thank you for reminding us. Yeah, the second prize was the record book, and the third prize was the Eastern Shore hat. Not sure which. They're both about the same value, so, you know. Anyway.
That's cool. Love them. Yep. Yeah.
Indeed.
Speaking of the Young Live Year Index, yeah, you're right. It is concerning when you have multiple years in a row where reproduction is below average.
Yes.
And it's, you know, I hate to think of the word moratorium. You know, obviously we had one back in the 80s.
Yep.
And we had a moratorium on geese. And when that happens, it means we failed. We have failed to manage because you're just basically giving up everything when you have a moratorium. So I'm hoping we can install some kind of, you know, catch restrictions that keep the fishery viable while we start to rebuild the stocks.
Yep.
But I talked to one of the biologists about, wasn't this spring, the spring before that?
Right.
And what I saw on the chop tank, I spent 12 years on the chop tank looking at striped bass eggs,
yep,
survival, things like that. And it seemed like earlier in the late 70s and the early 80s, before the moratorium, we had very few year classes represented on the spawning grounds.
Right.
It seemed to me that spawning was in a very contracted period of time. And if it occurred early and we had bad weather, it would deplete. Put it this way, we just never found the striped bass larvae again.
Right.
They probably died because they're so small they decay so quickly. But 2 years ago, speaking with Eric Durrell, in the Upper Bay, they had 18 different year classes represented, which is a good thing. Age 2 males to age 19 females were present. And I don't know about this year, and it seems like weather is a predominant factor. It all has to do with the timing of the spawn as well, obviously. But
yes, it does.
So many factors enter into this that just it's hard to obviously predict. And all you can do is hope for the best by trying to manage for a large number of year classes so spawning is over a more protracted period of time.
Yes, and exactly.
If you have bad weather, more fish are spawning after the bad weather to, you know, help with the reproduction that year.
Well, that's a lot of good information for folks, yeah, that gives us a little bit of hope. But I think the public sentiment is reverting back to Rich Novotny days, game fish only, moratorium and all that stuff, you know, without understanding all the science. The fact that we do manage, this is the most managed fish probably in the world, I would think. It's Chesapeake Bay striped bass,
right, yeah,
you know. Not only managed here in Maryland, but managed up and down the, 13
states, yes.
Atlantic states that are participating in the, angler sentiment is the same everywhere, you know. I want to catch big striped bass. I want to catch big stripers. I want to catch big rockfish. Okay. Well, you know what? That's not always the best because I've seen the photos of the discarded oversized rockfish floating, you know, in the intercoastal waterways in the Carolinas. And I've seen, you know, those big fish down in Virginia being caught, you know, during December, you know, 50-inch fish caught and taken out of the environment by people, you know. So, I mean, you know, there's got to be moderation somewhere, as in anything, you know.
Yep, so. A shared resource, I agree. Yeah.
And, as you know, and, you know, I get feedback on this all the time, and it doesn't matter. I believe what I believe. I believe, I believe any early fishing, pre-spawn fishing on striped bass, you know, in the flats or wherever, is not healthy to reproduction. But that's me.
Yep.
That is me. You know, I don't care how cold the water is, and I know your surveys indicate a lower mortality the cooler the water. But if you haul that big cow rockfish out of the water and hold her up, and she's squirting eggs all over the deck of the boat, and you take a picture and you throw her back in, I don't think that's healthy. That's just me. I just think it's stressful on the fish, and I think it's, that fish may or may not spawn, and I don't know if any surveys have been done that can contradict that.
We thought about doing that. One of the big questions that remained unanswered when we did the flap survey was just what you're talking about. What does the stress of catch and release do to a pre-spawn fish and sublethal effects? And the unfortunate part is if you hold striped bass in captivity to see if they spawn or not, they don't. The stress of captivity is so significant. The hatchery guys have learned the only way they can get them to spawn is to chemically induce them. And if you did that in a study, obviously you have negated your results. So
exactly.
It remains unanswered, but it's a very good and serious question because the closer to spawn they are, this is what I believe. Again, I don't have proof of it, but I believe that the closer to spawn these fish are stressed, the less likely they are to spawn successfully. Just the stress of catch and release can be significant.
How long are you a fisheries biologist, Rudy?
I was there for 38 years. And yeah. I worked on a charter boat for 15, and I saw a lot of these big fish in the springtime get caught and taken home, and I really wonder how many of them really got utilized.
It's exactly.
Huge fillets that are, you know, 3 and 4 inches thick, and, you know, 30 inches long sometimes. But sometimes what I've also seen is that a dominant year class can carry a fishery for a number of years. When I was still working on the charter boat, in the year I remember specifically, 2013, we were catching fish from the 2003 year class, big 30 to 35 inch fish.
Right.
They were there in significant numbers. So hopefully the most recent dominant year class was probably 4 or 5 years ago. I have to go back and look. Hopefully that can carry the fishery both in terms of harvest and reproduction for a couple of years if we get the right environmental conditions.
Got it.
Yeah. And anyway, the last thing I wanted to say was the senator that called it is so good to have our representatives involved in hunting and fishing.
Well, Rudy, I've said this before. We have the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. About 70 or 80 members of the General Assembly are actually involved in the Sportsman's Caucus and are pro-hunting, pro-fishing. But Senator Bailey in the Senate is one of about 2 or 3 senators that actually go and participate in hunting activities.
Yeah. You know, and that's it. That's great. And taking the youth out is really significant. That's our future.
Indeed, no question. He's also chairman on the Senate side of the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. So and works hand in hand with Hunters of Maryland, and is very involved in the Menhaden controversy.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you've got a copy of Maryland Loves Crabs, and anybody can read it online, there's an article in there by Senator Jack Bailey about Menhaden called "The Destruction of the Most Important Fish in the Sea."
I agree.
Senator Jack Bailey, District 29, Calvert St. Mary's County, and Bill Miles is involved with that as well. So what's the solution? And I'll just read the last paragraph. Maryland must step up. Maryland has always considered itself a national leader on environmental issues. Moreover, Maryland stands alone as the singular leader of the Bay States most committed to the 2025 Chesapeake Bay restoration effort mandated by the EPA, an effort which will cost Marylander taxpayers a hefty $14.4 billion. Taking a time-sensitive leadership role in influencing a meaningful reduction of the most important fish in the sea is a moral imperative Maryland must face.
Wow. Very profound.
Strong words. Anybody can read that on Maryland or mdlovescrabs.com. It's on page 64 of Maryland Loves Crabs in this last issue. So.
Good deal. Good deal.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, Rudy.
Miss you all. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, shoot. I meant to ask Rudy about that bingo.
It's the 29th. It's 29th.
Text him. Okay.
It's 29th. So, all right. Where's my stuff?
I lost something. How do you dip?
What'd you lose?
For somebody who thinks she's so intelligent, some days.
Well, let me tell the folks about Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Carries Matthews, including the new V3 bow, Bowtech Diamond, which is the same company, and Hoyt, and now the new PSE Evo, EVO line for dealers only. Can't get them at the big box. You can only get them at the special dealers. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10 Point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store and it will fit your bow. Your compound will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and accessories, and all will be cut and mounted professionally and correctly. If you choose, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and the Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He has done work for me, both on our crossbows and compounds, and now the bow technician, Corey. He's, man, he's great. He's a top-notch guy, for sure. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks for some reason, and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a single day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton Crossbows. Stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. MacrotechArchery.com is a website. Facebook page is also up and running. The phone number is 410-789-777. 789-7777. Macro knows bows, and we'll be right back. We will be right back.
Early October's featured a lot of warm weather for the East Coast, and we've got a big drop to the numbers just around the corner tonight. Cold front coming into Maryland, 80 degrees this afternoon, and warm weather with thunderstorms ahead of the cold front. Low tonight, 50 degrees, turning much cooler into Sunday morning. And then sunshine Sunday, lower humidity, and a beautiful back half of the weekend. Tomorrow's high 67. We're in the 40s and 50s for Sunday night. And 60s Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewaters, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround, or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. I did want to mention that SML Footwear is at the Annapolis Sailboat Show. They sold out of Grundon's flip-flops at the Powerboat Show.
Oh, man.
So they had to reorder that, so they're down at the Sailboat Show now. They, you know, the Grundon's is good stuff. People like it. I lost my train of thought right there. Let's talk to Walter. Good morning, Walter. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's going on?
First, I'd like to say I really enjoy your show. I listen to it every Saturday.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I heard you say earlier that it's illegal to kill a snake in Maryland. Is that
yes,
correct?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Well, the question I have, I found a snake. Well, my wife found a snake in my in our patio.
Yep.
And she calls my name. I go down, and all I see is a tail. So let me get a glove. This snake was about 8 or 10 inches long.
Right.
It was gray with black spots.
Okay.
And I have no clue what kind of snake it was. I looked. But this is the funny part. She said, I don't want you to kill it. What are you going to do with it? I don't want you to kill it. I was like, well, no, I'm not going to kill it. I'm going to take it and to the wooded area. We're about 150 yards away from the wooded area.
Yep.
So I was really curious of what kind of snake you might think that would be.
Gray with black spots. Don't know.
More than likely, it was a young black rat snake.
Gray with black spots, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. We'll take that. We'll go with that.
What was that?
A black rat.
A black rat. A young black rat snake.
Well, I'm not happy about that because they get really big.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they get 5-6 feet long.
Easily.
Yeah. Ask my mother in the basement.
Robin, you want to look up juvenile black rat snake?
Yeah, in just a second.
Whenever you get a chance.
I'll be right there.
So maybe that helps, Walter. But, yeah, if there's, you know, if this thing was disappearing down a hole.
I caught it and put it in a container.
Yeah.
And it was during a football game. And I said, I'll leave it out here on the deck. And after a football game, I'll take it. She goes, oh, no, you take it with you and you keep an eye on it. I said, well, it can't get out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Juvenile
right.
Black rats?
Oh, no.
Yeah, juvenile black rat snake.
What am I looking for?
Juvenile black rat snake.
What about them?
What they look like. Get an image if you can.
As they get older, then all of a sudden that they gray turns to black.
Yep.
Sounds good. And the spots,
oh, okay.
And the spots disappear.
Yeah, anything in a juvenile stage can change to an adult stage. So, Walter.
They're ugly.
Hey, thanks for the call, Walter.
All right, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. Carl, good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen and Miss Robin. How are you all?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I've had a pretty successful season thus far.
I think I saw that somewhere. Meat in the freezer?
Yeah, I got a little one. It darn near walked on top of me, and Mom vacated, so I said, I ain't had no meat in 2 years now.
Yep.
But every trip I've been out, I've seen my quarry and been able to harvest.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, buddy. Glad to hear that. So,
yep. I was calling to see how your season was going. Not only that, I had one quick question, and then I'll get off the phone with you.
I've been out for one evening sit on the marsh. I've seen 5 sink of deer, all hinds. One of the most gorgeous, gorgeous sink of deer I've ever seen with the spots. And, you know, that was it. I mean, several of them were in range. I'm not taking a hind because, you know, that's a management thing, decision made by the landowner. So I abide by that. So
yes, and always abide by what the landowner says, no matter what.
Exactly right. So, but I'm glad you had a successful season, and nice of you to call in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah.
My cousin and me were thinking about switching to Pyrodex because we can't seem to get our hands on black powder. We've been to a couple different local shops up in Pennsylvania and Delaware, and all coming up with big goose eggs. So
can you get some 309?
Yeah, I could.
That's the way to go.
Okay.
The Pyrodex is dirty. 309 is clean. We shot three muzzleloaders the other day. Didn't clean them at all. All CVAs. My grandson won one a couple of years back, and he shot that in. And then I shot my my two Acuras, my mountain rifle and my special edition, and use that 309. And it is just, it's easy to clean. It's very, very, very good as far as a propellant is concerned. And I've been using it for 5 or 6 years now, and I love it.
Okay. Don't mind me asking, what would the ratio be for that? Like, if I say I shoot 150 grains of black powder.
120.
120.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was curious about mainly, because I've looked it up online with several different products, and Pyrodex is the only one that seemed close, but I'll try that 309.
That 309 stuff's great. It is absolutely great. So.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I appreciate it, sir, as always. Good luck, and happy trails. And
Same to you, buddy.
I'm calling you after this muzzleloader season.
You got it.
Saturday, but the following, telling you, hey, I was successful, or got to wait for late.
Got it. All right, good luck out there, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good luck to you, too.
All righty.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
You too, Ms. Robin.
Bye-bye. So Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater has just absolutely filled up the hunting department. I'm absolutely amazed. I really am that they're able to get what they've got in the department. A fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal. Matthews and Hoyt compound bows and Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows. They have a large selection of arrows and broadheads, a big broadhead selection, Attractants, Sense, and Habit brand camouflage. You can try your archery skills on the Monster video shooting wall in the archery range. And they have deer corn, too. The waterfowl department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo, and now they're an authorized dealer for Bigfoot decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomons Island Road in the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Your local crab headquarters, or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention watermen, bring your license for your discount. Waterman. Now, those of you looking for a centerfire high-powered rifle, I want to recommend the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting protection. Perfection. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. The X-Bolt from Browning, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, beautiful firearm. Now, there's another recent addition to the X-Bolt family, and that's the Hell's Canyon. These are X-Bolts that are coming in an arid urban camouflage with a composite stock and a fluted sporter barrel with a Cerakote finish, threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and adjustable trigger. Comes in three models, the Speed, the Long Range, and the McMillan models. You can see those high-powered rifles, centerfire rifles, at Clyde Sports Shop, 23 bolt action as well, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop is open every single day. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. And when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Kent Island, Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's installed our Enviro EX35. They've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service ever since. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. Here's the thing, though. The worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your idea of owning a new insert. Act now while supplies last. You can. And why do you need a computer chip in your gas fireplace insert, Robin?
Because the temperature for the remote control and all that stuff.
Exactly. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right. Well, look at that. Captain Don sent us a picture of some nice fish. Big old catfish. Looks like a white catfish, maybe. Can't tell for sure. And then there's a legal-sized striped bass. Fill the tailgate of his truck, so they're pretty good size.
Cool.
Yeah. And he's the one that also sent you that picture, Robin, of the... immature black rat that is gray with black spots.
Oh, if you could have heard the comment I just
heard. Oh, yeah. So, hey, folks, there we are at the end of another hour. More muzzleloader stuff next week. And if you're headed out there for waterfowl or muzzleloader deer season this week, good luck to you. Good luck to me. Good luck to Robin being without me for 2 or 3 days.
Life is good. Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy your family. I give Alan a hard time, but it's really good.